been unable to express his true feelings ever since he lost your mother. I'll square things up with him. You go enjoy your dance. Enjoy yourself.
I'd be lost without you, Nana.
Prue, a gaily garnished gymnasium, may lack the season's ambience of a Copa Cabana. It was a wonderland of blossoming dreams and desires to a young heart.
Wow, I'm really here at the Gardendale High Spring Spectacular.
Get down, girl. You'll ace the talent show for sure.
Everybody's rooting for you. I've sung at parties at the Glee Club, but tonight's my chance to really prove myself. The contest won't begin for an hour. I hope I don't burst from anticipation.
Alison Blair, she's a real fox. She almost sparkles when she's dancing.
Finally, as the hired band broke for intermission, the talent show began. Excitement reached a fevered pitch, and all eyes scoured the stage as...
At last, the principal's handing me the microphone. It's my turn. It's my chance.
Go for it, Allie!
This is the moment I've been waiting for. The moment I've always wanted. The school sound system's provided me with tape music, and I've got to cut loose like never before.
And cut loose she did, with the ardent abandon of one totally devoted to her craft. Then, the unexpected, the incredible occurred. Reacting to the intense physical strain of Allison's impassioned performance, her dormant mutant abilities began to manifest themselves.
I feel something. I feel something weird happening.
Look! A light show!
Light show!
Far freaking out, man.
This is out of sight!
It's out of sight!
I didn't know this gymnasium was equipped for this action. Check it out, Allie! Check out Allie! She's just as surprised as everyone else!
Suddenly and abruptly, the festivities came to a startling conclusion as the resounding cry caused all eyes to rivet to the rear of the room.
Stop! 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 I say stop! You're not students! You can't come barging in here!
Shut up, old man. The blazing lords choose where they go. You'll pay for not inviting us. Cripple anyone who moves. Destroy anything that doesn't.
Hey, Bull. These high school punks, they are heavy bleeders.
Enjoy yourselves, guys. The broad on stage belongs to me. Oh, no. These are monsters. They're inflicting pain and humiliation just for the sheer joy of it all. I won't let them hurt me. I won't. I won't. I won't.
Within the young mutant's mind, undiscovered resources blaze into life, triggering mental circuit breakers, resulting in a blinding blast of incredible brilliance. for 7 startling seconds. The raffle radiance assaults the senses and sheared the souls. And then mercifully, unconsciousness came to all. And sometime later, when the police and ambulance has arrived at the high school dance.
Unbelievable! That flash must have been caused by a freak power load.
You wanna be a cop? Temporarily blinded every kid in the place. Luckily, they'll all recover.
Allison Blair alone knew the source of the uncanny light. And that knowledge scared her.
I'm the freak. I'm the one that's the monster. I don't even know what I did or how I did it. But I know I must never use such power again. Never, ever.
The years passed rapidly. The strong-willed songstress soon joined the first of many bands. And following her father's master plan, she completed high school and entered a prestigious pre-law program. Yet with maturity came grim acceptance and a greater control of her mysterious powers. And then on graduation day.
Oh, we're so proud of you, Allie.
Magna cum laude. And you'll be attending the law school I've chosen for you this fall.
No, Daddy, no. For too many years, I've been split between the law and music, your dream and my own. I must be true to myself.
Stop it! Stop it! I've heard enough! Go if you must! But don't expect my blessing or forgiveness!
In the succeeding months, Allison Blair developed an act. She developed an act! Designed her distinctive facial makeup and invested in a pair of custom-built roller skates. And thus, Dazzler was born.
Her reverie completed. The brooding beauty ponders her somewhat clouded future.
I've spent 2 years, 2 years struggling and sacrificing, and I've just hit rock bottom. I'd hate to give up, but where do I go from here?
We'll return with Dazzler number one after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Okay, you know what? Let's do a short ad break. A short ad break? Is that okay with you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, this one I think is going to be really fun. Can you do a weaselly voice?
I'll try.
Okay, I want you to do the voice of this guy with the mohawk. Okay, I'll do his other pals and this guy too. This advertisement is for a dessert snack. What am I talking about?
Daredevil versus Johnny Punk.
Okay, in the next set, we're gonna raise the decibels to mega pitch. The high high-frequency sound waves will lock their brains and they'll do whatever I command.
My hypersensitive hearing picked up what Johnny Punk's little plan is. It's not my idea of crowd control.
Hey, look who's horning in. Back off, or I'll blow the roof off with sound.
My radar senses enough electric potential to do just that. I gotta think. How about Hostess Fruit Pies before you turn on the juice?
I sure do dig the real fruit filling.
Apple and cherry, that's a dynamite duo.
And that light tender crust. Sharp move, Daredevil. You got us. But we got the goodies.
Better a Hostess Fruit Pie than the fruits of crime, Johnny Punk. And thanks to Hostess, I don't have to listen to his music anymore.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Fruit Pies.
In apple and cherry.
There's that ad. Let's see, one more. How about this one? We'll make it really quick, okay?
132 Roman soldier set for $2.98. Two complete Roman armies. Every piece of molded plastic, each on its own base. Two complete armies, one in solid blue, one in solid yellow. Fight again the battles of the old Roman Civil War. It's Roman against Roman. Or mount your own attack against a town or city. These items range in size from 1 inch to 3.5 inches.
132 Roman soldiers for $2.98. Here's what you get. 4 generals mounted. 24 cavalrymen with spears and armor. 4 cavalrymen with banners, 16 spearmen with shields, 16 archers with bows, 16 slingers, 4 chariots with drivers, 4 working catapults, 16 pieces of ammunition, harmless, for the catapult, 24 foot soldiers with broadswords and shields, and 4 buglers.
Rush today! $2.98 to Lucky Products Incorporated, P.O. Box 7205, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30328.
Sorry, no Canadian or foreign borders. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
132 Roman soldiers set for $2.98.
Okay, well, we tried.
We now return to Dazzler number one. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Magna cum laude, and you'll be attending the law school I've chosen for you this fall.
No, Daddy, no. For too many years, I've been split between the law and music. Your dream and my own. I must be true to myself.
Stop it! Stop it! I've heard enough! Go if you must! But don't expect my blessing or forgiveness!
In the succeeding months, Alison Blair developed an act. She developed an act, designed her distinctive facial makeup, and invested in a pair of custom-built roller skates. And thus, Dazzler was born.
her reverie completed. The brooding beauty ponders her somewhat clouded future.
I've spent 2 years, 2 years struggling and sacrificing, and I've just hit rock bottom. I'd hate to give up, but where do I go from here?
Meanwhile, an unimaginable, indescribable distance away, in eternal Asgard, the glittering home of the Norse gods. A grim, gallant, godling warrior strides towards an imposing imperial palace.
Stand away, you gratinous curs! I would gain entrance to yon castle!
We heed not the insolent mouthings of insects. How came they here, rash dullard?
For 8 long days I have climbed this golden stairwell. I would stand before thy wondrous mistress. I seek not to harm you, so bar not my path.
Ah, our mistress shall never grant audience to such as thee. Retrace thy steps. Flee from our sight or die.
Empty words will not stay me. I shall not be denied. Have at thee then. But be forewarned, not even the hordes of Hela herself could keep me from my goal.
That unconscionable flea doth raise sword against us.
Aye, craven curls. Craven churls. I shall pass through yon portal. So be it.
Minutes later, bloodied but victorious, the godling warrior limps down a mammoth corridor of cold and gleaming majesty.
My injuries are most grievous, and yet I must go on. I must behold her at long last. Do my senses deceive me? Those massive golden doors seem to beckon me from yon chamber. The sweet scents of spices come to warm me. Soft, haunting melodies entice me ever forward. Behold! Never before have mine eyes beheld such startling wonderment. Such breathtaking beauty. 'Tis she, the most stunning sorceress of them all. The enchantress.
Ablaze with overpowering emotions,
The warrior stands in apt awe. Rapt awe. Dumbstruck by the sight of a reclining figure of unparalleled sensuous beauty.
I bid thee welcome, warrior. Thou hast overpowered my guardians, violated my humble haven. Yet, I have suffered thy advent with some small amusement.
I crave thy forgiveness, my lady. For ages without number, the poets have exalted thy thrilling face. Thine exquisite form. To view thy immortal beauty hath ever been my revered goal.
Your words do me honor. But now that thou hast seen me, what wouldst thou?
Thy loveliness enslaves me. Say the word and I shall renounce my estates and birthright. My only desire is to prostrate myself in your worship for all eternity. Eternity, eternity, eternity.
Thou art a presumptuous warrior indeed. With brash arrogance and blooded steel thou didst intrude upon me. Still, a whim moves me to generosity. Thy wish shall come to pass.
Murmuring a guttural, unholy spell, the enchantress gestures casually, and the warrior howls in burning agony as a cruel transformation brutally mutilates his body.
The enchantress turns the young warrior into an ugly-looking tree.
Thou shalt worship me forevermore. So mote it be. In the spring, the wind rustling through thy leaves will sing my glory. In winter, thou shalt stand in mute admiration of my incomparable beauty. Thy boon is granted, O boastful one. Hast thou no word of thanks?
For many moments, the sharp mocking laughter of the enchantress fills the opulent chamber. And then...
Enough! I have other far more pressing matters at hand. To the fountain of forever must I hie. Within its murky waters I have beheld a chilling portent. An event of cataclysmic import is brewing. The cosmic axis is about to shift. Soon there shall occur a rift in the very fabric of reality, an opening into dimensions dark and dread. Awesome, unspeakable energies will be released when that portal doth open. Power enough for me to lay claim to this entire universe. Thus I must know the exact time and the precise place this rift shall occur. Let the all-seeing fountain of forever heed my command. My command. My command. Lo, with the swirling depths of its turbid waters, an image forms. Tis of Midgard. Midgard, an Asgardian term for the planet Earth. I behold a glittering palace of... Rosh's sound. sound and dazzling color. An establishment referred to by its patrons as a disco. I am not alone in my ravenous hunger for sorceress supremacy. Thus, no attention must be called to yon sight. I must arrive quietly and in disguise. The fate of a universe rests upon my deadly cunning.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Dazzler, number one, March, the year 1981.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere.
A kid's world is a special world, and Hostess is a part of it. Hostess and kids, they go together.
Fresh, wholesome Hostess cupcakes, fruit pies, golden Twinkies with cream filling.
A kid's world is a special world, and Hostess is a part of it. Hostess and kids, they go together.
Time. this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Awesome, unspeakable energies will be released when that portal doth open. Power enough for me to lay claim to this entire universe. Thus, I must know the exact time and the precise place this rift shall occur. Let the all-seeing fountain of forever heed my command. Lo, with the swirling depths of its turbid waters and image forms, 'tis of Midgard. Midgard, an Asgardian term for the planet Earth. I behold a glittering palace of raucous sound and dazzling color, an establishment referred to by its patrons as a disco. I am not alone in my ravenous hunger for sorceress supremacy. Thus, no attention must be called to yon sight. I must arrive quietly and in disguise. The fate of a universe rests upon my deadly cunning.
The next morning, on the aforementioned planet Earth, in the mansion which serves as headquarters for the Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Need a hand with the morning dishes, Jarvis?
No, thank you, sir. This is one of my more relaxing duties. Enjoy your paper, Master Beast.
Thanks. I just wanted to check the point spread in tonight's basketball game. Captain America has tickets to the Madison Square Gardens. I'd like to take him out partying after the game. But our resident living legend likes to keep a low profile. And...
Clutching the newspaper to his furry chest, the Beast, Hank McCoy, uses his amazing animal-like agility and suddenly bounds from the kitchen. Racing wildly down the hallway, the light-hearted Avenger fails to notice an approaching figure.
Mr. Beast, what? No time to explain, Jarvis.
He doesn't notice the approaching figure until it's far too late.
Beast! If I hadn't shrunk to wasp size, you would have trampled me.
Oops. Sorry, Wasp. You see, I'm in a hurry.
Maybe a wild sting of bioenergy will teach you how to comfort yourself before a lady.
Another costume? Don't you ever run out of closet space?
With the practiced ease born of long association, the belligerent pair begin a mutual harangue. Meanwhile, in a nearby room,
Cap, how much of this obsolete equipment do we have to move?
Only another 15 tons! Iron Man, it's barely 10 minutes of work for your invincible solar-powered armor!
Let's get something straight here, Cap. The armor increases my strength, but I'm still doing all the work.
I know! I just... Wait! There's a disturbance in the hallway!
Sounds like the wasp. Find out her. She probably has a run in her pantyhose.
Right! But just in case!
Hey! What's the commotion, gang?
Put down your arrows! Put down your bows and arrows, Hawkeye! I'm sure the beast has a logical explanation.
Sorry, people. I guess the wasp and I got a little bit carried away.
The brute? He tried to swat me with his newspaper. If I weren't a lady, I'd fracture both his arms.
I didn't mean to get the joint up in an... all in an uproar. But I spotted a terrific opportunity for a certain fellow mutant that I've been handing to me. Later, people!
Meanwhile, Allison Blair has made a momentous, if somewhat painful, decision.
I can't keep fooling myself. It's time to take a step backward. I'll visit some friends in the country, and I'll just take some time to reassess my goals and my values. The window? Why window? Why window?
Allison Blair looks at the window.
Why, you're the beast.
Oh, somebody must have told you. I realize we haven't been formally introduced, but I've got some news that will make you love me forever.
No sooner is the window open when... Allison Blair reads the newspaper.
Unpack your underoos and get a rush of this.
Singer mysteriously stricken. Open auditions for replacement. A job? A possible job? Beast, you fabulous furry freak! You're the greatest!
Try telling that to the walls!
Dairy! Intoxicating! And exhilarating! The nightclub! It's quite arrogantly called Club Numero Uno. In a highly competitive field, it prospers handsomely. But at times like these, Stevie Wildfire, born Guido Godaducci, wishes that he opened up a hot dog stand instead.
Thank you, ladies. We'll be in touch.
Stevie Wildfire thinks to himself.
Swell! These open auditions are a total bust. Sure, I'm scoring high on free publicity, but low on talent. Without a weekend show, I'm dead.
In a shimmering blaze of light, an unearthly beauty suddenly materializes behind Numero Uno's owner.
Innkeeper, the Enchantress would have an audition.
Oh, lucky me. Listen, sister, you can just... Holy mozzarella! Whatever you want, lovely lady.
Enchantress thinks to herself.
I have planned well. A simple spell eliminated his feature, singer, and my natural charms shall bend these mortal fools to my will.
A haunting Asgardian ballad soon has every man in the club a swim in their own private fantasy. But at that moment, Dazzler enters the nightclub.
Whew, looks like I got here just in time. Stage makeup's on, and I'm ready to roll. Ooh, that mama's gonna be stiff competition.
Wow!
Pardon me, Mr. Wildfire? Now that she's finished, can I have a chance?
Forget it, babe! You're looking at my new singer!
But you haven't heard me yet. I'm the Dazzler.
So sing already, lady! You're only wasting your time!
Your time! Your time! Your time!
And so she sings, giving vent to all her hopes, her dreams! The Dazzler raises her dulcet voice in a soul-stirring song of glamorous triumph as her mutant powers unleash an awesome display of shifty lights and color.
This is not sorcery. Yon songstress does possess some bewitching power all her own.
At the song's conclusion, a hushed silence fills the hall.
Well?
Let me think.
Speak thy choice, mortal.
Enchantress, you are the fairest specimen of womanhood I've ever seen in my lifetime, laid my eyes upon. You can have my car, my house, even me. But Dazzler, your voice makes it all happen. Your voice makes it all happen. You got the gig.
Oh, far out.
Molten anger swamps the enchantress, and she momentarily forgets the massive stakes which she plays for.
Never have I been so humiliated. Unthinkable, unspeakable swine. Choose another over me? Over me? Over me?
Gosh, look what she's doing to my wall by just pointing at it.
Realizing the time is not ripe for vengeance, the enchantress regains her composure and turns to the exit newly formed by her anger.
Be thankful I did not vent my righteous wrath upon yon plastered stone, not on thee. Tremble, humans. Let your hearts chill with the knowledge that return I shall. And on that day, you shall pay for this unseemly affront. Dearly, both shall pay.
Next issue, where demons fear to dwell.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
You have just listened to a reading of Dazzler number 1, March, the year 1981.
something new.
Underoos! It's a real change of underwear.
Wearing underoos is fun. And you can choose from more than one. There's Veronica and Josie, too. Wonder Woman, Supergirl, which one are you?
Underoos are fun to wear. Yeah, something super new in underwear.
You'll find fashion underoos where you buy underwear. Underwear that's fun to wear.
Having fun on CKUW. Yeah. Late night. Yeah, we do this Saturday. Late night. Have a good time. What am I going to do next? For comic book radio theater. Let's not be so excited. Alright, this is what's going to happen next. I don't feel like reading live. So what I'm going to do, we are going to listen to a performance of Spider-Woman number 22, January 1980. Yes. January 1980. Now, what's special about this performance is that around 10 years ago, I went and asked the University of Winnipeg drama course, or, you know, the acting teachers, they put word around whether someone of their students would like to do comic book radio theater with me, just act a part. Well, one person did show up. Her name is Brenna Sikowski. Brenna Sikowski, she showed up. She's played the part of Spider-Woman, as well as a nagging wife, as well as that. And other friends of Nancy Drew, who is Spider-Woman. That's her civilian name. So, I don't know. We had a great fun time. Great fun time. So, let's do this up, or let me show it to you. We haven't played it on air in so long. It's many years since we've played it on air. Me and Brenna, back in the past, will read to you Spider-Woman, number 22, published January 1980. And then when we're done, take our first break, all right? When we're done, we'll listen to music that was popular back in January of 1980. Here's a big hit. It's called I Got You.